Bo Levi Mitchell, Calgary Stampeders quarterback, joins us on the program right now. Plenty has transpired with Bo's fantasy team in our Sportsnet 960 Radio Hacks League. It has not been a good year for your boys, Bo.
Come on now. You got to start.
Are you surprised?
Of course I'm surprised.
Oh, okay.
I'm not surprised about the Texans. I'm more surprised about my four fantasy teams who all have a losing record right now.
All four have losing records.
See, that's not surprising to me. It's more of a trend.
Yeah, that's not true. The only one that doesn't is the one in Klug's league. And, I mean, you know, I'm going to walk away at that league. That one's easy. But the ones that, like, have actual competent, you know, knowledgeable guys that know about football, I'm losing in every one of those leagues.
All right. Well, it's been a bad year for Bo then. What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm good, man. Really good. Yeah, just enjoying the family time. But, you know, training right now and just really, man, just kind of enjoying the extra time to get ready. I know we talked about that a little while back, but definitely enjoying watching some NFL football. Sports are finally back on TV. So, man, it's been good.
Well, we'll get to all that stuff and how recovery's coming in just a little bit. But main reason we wanted to get you on was to talk a little bit what you're doing starting on November 1st. So let me see if I've got this all straight. We had Taylor Altilio on last week. He is involved in the Alpha Project, and you are involved with a couple of your Stampeder teammates with Ignite Football Camp. So you're teaming up with the Alpha Project, and you guys are putting on a football camp for high school players starting November 1st. Goes 7 weeks. Four sessions a week, $449. So tell us about the camp and tell us about what Ignite's thinking with this camp starting in November.
Yeah, so me, Jerron Mayo, and Miranda, we started Ignite Football Academy about 4 or 5 years ago. I think we actually announced it on your guys' show that long ago. The first 2 years went really good, and then Mayo injured his knee, and then I injured my shoulder, and the training kind of, you know, we were the two main coaches, so the training kind of fell off a little bit as far as our camps. It kind of became harder to run them, so we kind of took a little bit of a hiatus. But we wanted everybody to know that we're back. We're in strong health. Mayo's obviously down with the New England Patriots, their strength and conditioning coach now. So it's good to see, you know, Ignite family member make it down that way in the NFL. But we've got Jay Wall on board now as well, as well as myself and Miranda. And, yeah, I mean, you basically hit the nail on the head. We got this. We see the need that right now during wintertime, a lot of football is getting canceled or minimized to a very small number of games. And, man, we want to make sure these high school kids aren't falling off and still have the chance to get film and, you know, get in front of college coaches. So we're putting on a high school weight program. You know, we handle all of the individual position-specific training. So any quarterback, DBs, every position, we've got a current professional athlete coaching those guys right now. So that's the big draw for us is that, you know, if you're a quarterback, instead of looking up some drills that were created 10, 15 years ago, or a coach is teaching from, you know, his book from 10 years ago, these are the drills that, you know, that I'm doing right now, you know, on the practice field to make myself better. I'm always learning. So here's a way for me to teach and kind of give back. So we are handling the position side. Alpha's handling the weight room side, but it's not the only thing we're doing. So we're also – we have another camp coming up here at the end of November. And then we've got – we've also got individual training going on for each position availabilities. Like right now, out in Chesapeake, I've got 8 kids that come out to work out with me, and they just do my current workout that I do. So we get out there, we do some weights, we do some throwing, we do some footwork, we put it all together. So it's great, man. So, yeah. So any parents out there, if your kid's bored wintertime, you want to get them off the video games, go to ignitefootballacademy.ca. Or the Alpha Project, sign them up. It's $449. It works out to 4 sessions a week. So that's 2 weight room sessions, 2 training sessions, and it works out to, I believe, $16 an hour. So very affordable. We're trying to be friendly on the COVID prices and everything to help everybody out, while still maintaining the roof over our head. But yeah, man, we are very excited. And it's happening November 1st. So there's only 28 spots open. I know a handful of those are already gone. So if you've got the chance, get your kid on there and sign them up.
Yeah, it sounds like if you're a player, like you're playing high school and you've got the opportunity to get some of that high-end coaching and be able to get some of that high-end weight room work as well with a guy who does strength and conditioning in pro football. Like it seems like it's a pretty good thing to take advantage of if you're a 16 or 17-year-old player, hey?
Yeah, well, you know, in the States, I always hate doing that, like comparing, like, well, this is what I did in the States. I'm not saying that, you know, what we did in the States is better, but it's very comparable to what everybody's doing here in Canada. You know, in Canada during the summer, you've got the dry land training. You guys are going all year round when it comes to hockey. So for us in the States, when it comes to football, it's the same thing. During the wintertime, man, we're inside. We usually have about a 7 to 10 week program, and we're doing mat drills and we're conditioning. We're getting our bodies ready for spring ball. So what we're doing is we're trying to implement exactly that. The training that I'm doing, like specifically right now, I'm doing weights with the guys, but you know what? I didn't study weights. So we've got Alpha Project for that side. Taylor, who is, you know, certified and all that, he's been the Stampeder strength and conditioning coach. So he's going to help us out on that side, make sure these kids are getting some great training. You've got to see their facility. The facility is awesome. If you haven't seen it, look it up. But, yeah, we just thought, you know, how can we create a program for winter ball that is like the States, exactly what we would do. And it's stuff that right now, currently, me, Jay Wall, Mike Rose, Hergy Mile, all these guys we're doing right now. So we're just trying to give kids the opportunity to join us, get out there and really get ready and maybe get a step up on the competition when it comes to springtime or whenever football comes back.
What I like is that you've got it position specific. So it's not like it's not just for quarterbacks because it's Bo. Like you've got you're running the entire gamut of where a guy might play, right?
Yeah, so basically every position we have a guy. So we've got Derek Wiggins, we got Mike Rose for D-line, we've got Hergy, Colton, and Kamar Jordan for receivers. You've got myself for quarterbacks. Jay Wall is doing receivers or running backs and DBs. Brad Erdos is doing O-line. So any position they sign up, it says, hey, which coach do you want to learn from? And then we have indoor turf time already set up for the weekends, Fridays and Saturdays. So these kids are going to get to get in. They're going to get some footwork in. They're not going to lose anything, but they're going to gain a lot. And these are the drills that I'm doing right now, that Brad is doing right now. So we're giving these guys the most up-to-date modern drills that's happening at a low price. And that's what we kind of see as the draw to our camp. And the thing is, it's not a one-and-done thing. You know, we're going to do this 7-week program, get kids really excited about it. And then once COVID, you know, hopefully loosens up a little bit, coming up, we're going to do a 10-week program starting in January, February, and, you know, we'll announce that around Christmas time. But we wanted to do this one to kind of, you know, get our feet wet and see how it goes and make sure that these guys are loving everything we're doing, and we'll take all the criticism from parents and we'll make that 10-week program even better when that one comes up.
So how, like, what do you have to do? What are the challenges in running a football camp in the middle of a pandemic?
Well, I said the toughest part is and this is the nice thing for the parents to know and understand that we are not a cohort. So kids are only allowed one cohort right now. So if they are doing football practice, they can't be doing basketball practice.
Right.
So that's how Alberta is trying to fight, you know, the spread of everything. So we are not a cohort because we aren't doing any contact. So we are still following all regulations and guidelines when it comes to COVID-19. So kids are staying farther apart. We're not doing any contact. Kids have masks on. So we've created free night masks that we're giving out to try to help, you know, costs and everything again. But we are just doing, you know, individual training. So these kids go through the drill, throw the ball. They go get their own ball. They have gloves on. They've got masks on. So everything is safe. It's all regulated the proper way. And we want to make sure everybody gets home healthy too. You know, we don't want to be a reason that somebody goes home sick or, you know, spreads anything. So we are trying to be the positive one when it comes to these camps and try to set the standard on the health regulations.
Nice. Okay, that's good to know. We're chatting with Bo Levi Mitchell, Calgary Stampeders quarterback. The website, once again, ignitefootballacademy.ca. This upcoming camp with Ignite and the Alpha Project, 4 times a week for 7 weeks, starts on November 1st. So, like, I would imagine even for you, pretty fired up to be able to get back to doing football things around human beings. Like, just for you being able to go coach must be pretty exciting too.
Man, it's been awesome. The ones I've been doing out here in Chestermere with the quarterbacks, you know, the kids are excited. I'm excited. It's fun to get back to it. And you know, for being something that I want to do whenever I'm done, you know, coaching football, it's such a good way to, you know, learn where are my strengths and weaknesses when it comes to coaching, and am I able to get the potential out of a kid that I see, you know, that maybe he's not getting out right now. And I feel like that's what a lot of the dads and moms have asked me is, you know, I know my kid has a great arm, but, you know, it doesn't translate to the field. And I think that's probably where my biggest asset comes from, is teaching these kids what's, you know, between the ears and how to read defenses and how to, you know, just navigate a football game to win instead of just going out there and, you know, throwing a pretty spiral. So it's exciting for me. It's fun. You know, I enjoy it. I know the kids have enjoyed it so far. And man, just, you know, with football being taken away and all sports being taken away, I think everybody's pretty excited to hear some announcements of camps and everything happening and just sure. getting to watch NFL again. So it's been fun, man.
Okay, but more importantly, what are your weaknesses as a coach?
Honestly, I probably yell a little bit too much. And sometimes, you know, I have trouble keeping – I mean, as you know, sometimes the cuss words come out every now and then. But I always warn the parents ahead of time, make sure they're okay with it. They come out on live radio, so it's pretty tough for them to come out when I'm, you know, coaching the sport that I'm very passionate about. But, no, I'm definitely learning, and I'm always learning when it comes to coaching. So it's definitely been a process, a fun one at that.
How do you deal with a quarterback who likes to scramble a little bit, a running quarterback? Can you help them at all?
I take like anchors and then rope and tie their hips into the ground. I just don't let them leave. I'm like, this is your pocket. This is where you need to stay. No, honestly, we do a lot of scrambling drills because I remember in high school, you know, I had to scramble a lot in high school. It's just something that you have to learn as a young guy. And right now what they're actually doing is playing 9-man football. So a lot of these guys only have 3 O-line. And then there's either 3 D-linemen or 2 linemen and a linebacker. So there's a lot of pressure right now. So it's a lot of kind of Johnny Manziel just kind of catch and scramble around and try to find something out there.
Huh.
So, yeah, so we're definitely trying to teach them some of those drills. And one of the fun things we're doing right now that I like a lot is every single week I take one of the plays from the NFL. So Sam Darnold's touchdown run the other day, Patrick Mahomes, where he kind of drifted back and threw that really long touchdown to Mecole Hardman right before he got hit. I'm taking one play from every single week and then teaching them those guys, this is what happened here, breaking down the whole play, the coverage, you know, what the quarterback did, what he saw, and what his body mechanics had to do in order to make that play happen. So that's been a fun one for him, and we've been posting those plays on Instagram. So, yeah, follow us on Instagram as well, Ignite Football YYC. And then, yeah, hit up the website, ignitefootballacademy.ca, and make sure you get signed up.
All right, Ignite Football YYC on Instagram, ignitefootballacademy.ca is the website. So what, like, right now would be playoff time or pretty close to it? Like, right now you'd be trying to close out a regular season West Division title. Like, what has this last number of months been like, specifically post-Labor Day, knowing that you haven't been playing football, you haven't been competing like you're used to at this time of year?
Yeah. You know, my wife knows I've been going kind of stir-crazy because without the competition, it's pretty tough. I definitely put a lot of that competition into golf. And with the snow happening now, there's I'm looking for the places to put it. I'm trying to put it into fantasy, and it's just not going my way. So, yeah, it's just been, you know, just trying to watch as much football as I can. Like, it was funny. We actually finished a movie and it instantly went back to our TV, and it was the West Final from 2017. And, you know, we're sitting there watching the game. We go down 14-0, like, pretty quick to Edmonton. And Maddie looks, she's like, y'all win this game, right? I'm like, yeah. We go to the Grey Cup in this one. We lose it, but we go. And it's just one of those things that you're watching, and it kind of, you know, reinvigorates that, like, feeling of, man, I just want to be out on that field. I just want to be out there throwing, you know, be out there with the teammates in front of the fans and everything, and wearing the red and white for the boys. Because, yeah, man, it's tough not being out there right now. I know we all want to be out there, so that's another reason this camp is happening, is to try to get everybody back to some kind of normalcy. You know, just get out there and compete and have fun, and most importantly, get better.
Have you heard anything? Like, is there anything internally that you're hearing about what a 2021 season looks like yet? Is that even started to come across yet?
Not really, man. Because honestly, in my opinion, again, there's no point yet of really talking out the scenarios, because you know, there's just so much unknown and it's still so far away that, you know, this season wouldn't even be over yet. So to me, it's, you know, wait till after that, you know, November Grey Cup and start to find out, you know, the borders opening up and all those kind of things. And is there the possible vaccine coming out? Because, you know, it's just right now, there's just so much unknown. It's kind of, it'd be silly to kind of speculate, you know, what would happen with the season next year when there's just absolutely, you know, no idea. But, you know, I mean, talking to Dave, you know, we both feel positive about what's going to happen. Dave feels positive after talking to a lot of people. You know, he thinks everything's going to happen. You know, we all do. But, again, it's still an unknown. And these are just words between, you know, two guys that love football. So we all want it to come back. We hope it comes back. We all plan for it to come back. So that's kind of the mindset right now.
Okay. Have you, like, are you the CFL's all-decade team comes out? I don't know exactly when they're announcing it, but very soon. Are you expecting to be named the all-decade quarterback?
Man, I don't know. There's a lot of good ones. I know that, you know, it's one of those things that's definitely fun for the fans to get to vote on. So I hope people got out there and got to vote. You know, outside of Calgary, I might not be the most fan favorite person. So even if I don't, it's cool. I understand. There's been a lot of great quarterbacks in this league over the years, and especially these last 10 years, man, it's been a blessing to play behind some of these guys with some of these guys and you know, leading the charge at some time. So, you know, whoever gets it will deserve it for sure.
I voted for Riley.
No, I know. Yeah, of course you did.
I did. Actually. I did. I think I went you won and Riley two was the vote that I put in. I was on the media panel. I don't know how they weight everything. There's fan voting. I believe there's media voting and there's one other panel of voting that they're doing to make the whole thing. But yes, you did. Begrudgingly, I did give you my number one vote.
I appreciate it. The one vote I cared about the most was I saw Wally said something about me, but the biggest one was knowing that Ricky Ray came out and said something like, I mean, a guy that doesn't speak out very often and definitely one of the best to ever do it. That was enough compliment itself. So even if I don't get the all-decade, that's cool with me because – having Ricky Ray's respect over the last decade has been pretty cool.
That was pretty cool. I saw that. That was pretty cool. How, just before we let you go, how's the rehab coming? Like, how are you, like, shoulders good? How are you feeling?
Man, I feel great. The training that I do, I've actually been doing with the kids every single time. So all these off-kilter throws, I'm doing it with them. So that's kind of what's fun for them is that I'm not just out there yelling at them, telling them what to do. I'm teaching them, and then I'm showing them how to do it and then doing it with them. So every now and then, you know, maybe I miss a throw and the kid makes it. He can go home and be like, hey, I made a throw that Bo missed. So, you know, no big deal. I'll probably be in CFL one day. So it's fun, man. My arm feels good. You know, the body feels good. I'm starting my really heavy program that's going to last here for the next about 4 or 5 months next week. So been nervous but looking forward to it because, you know, I'm ready to get out there with my trainer Tim and my throwing guy Jeff and just get the body exactly where I want it so I can come ready for the season.
One more time, if you're interested in that football camp, so it's coming up on November 1st. It's Ignite Football Camps and the Alpha Project. 7 weeks for high school players. You get 4 sessions a week, 2 in the gym, and then 2 position-specific skill development. Go to ignitefootballacademy.ca to find out more. It's affordable. You're talking about $16 an hour, $449 for the entire 7-week camp. You've got CFL players who are playing now, coaching, including Stampeders quarterback Bo Levi Mitchell. One more time, ignitefootballacademy.ca. Thanks, Bo. Good luck with the camp. We'll talk soon, man.
Sounds good. Appreciate it, guys.